Good morning. We're holding in Simen Tov Nun Aleph, Hilchos Pesach, the halachas of Hagolas Kalim, of Kashering Kalim. We are in Sif Kotten Vav, on the first Sif Aleph, that's number 6 in the Mishnah Brura. And just to remind us of what we're discussing here, we have a Kederis of Cheres, pottery, earthenware, and you want to clean it well, want to scrub it, rub it well. You're not going to be using it on Pesach. What you can do is set it aside and take it out of the kitchen and the places where you usually would use the chametz, the food. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Kotten Vav, Mishashifon, Vim lo shishifon koidim Pesach, if you do not clean this pot from any residue of chametz before Pesach, Mishashifon toich ha-Pesach, you should make sure to clean it on Pesach and get rid of that any residue of chametz, and then push it aside, out of sight. Or if you didn't do it on Pesach, do it after Pesach. Just like the halachas that we learned earlier, kedin loy bir koydim Pesach mavor b'simin tof lamed hay. The halachas of if a person did not destroy the chametz before Pesach, he should destroy the chametz on Pesach. In fact, I just heard recently a story where someone came home from Pesach. True story. I couldn't make this one up. He came home from Pesach and he had a bagel from Israel. And it was in a black bag. He took out his stuff. He put the bag on the table. It's Pesach. The Dubitikos Chametz. Everything's fine and dandy. All of a sudden on Pesach, he takes this black bag and he moves it from one place on the desk to another place on the desk. And he says, oh, it's in the bag. He opens the bag and let me tell you, it wasn't good for his heart. So he looked into it, and what did he have to do? This is not really our 100% topic here. He had to destroy it. So the question is, did he have to make a bracha or not? So Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita, the Rav in Toronto, I don't want to give away who did this, but anyway, he told him, yes, you had to make a bracha because your bedika wasn't a good bedika. You have a bag in front of you, know what's in the bag. The story's not over. He burns the chametz, turns to ash, and then he takes the ash and he puts it in the dumps in the garbage can. But you have to be careful, make sure the ash is out, that there's no fire left. He walks away and there's a fire shooting out. So Baruch Hashem, he was able to take care of it. It's a true story. He told me personally the one that happened to. So basically, if you don't take care of it before Pesach, take care of it on Pesach. That's the halacha. Now, and then what do you do? Matznion, and you set it aside, as the Mechaber tells us. You put it away with the other chametz items. Yesh noyegin, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Zayin, l'sade kli bedil shel chametz besoich habayis, begoiva hakoisol, b'mokam she'en yad odom magas l'shom, v'heim sedurin ko yimei ha-pesach l'noy. There were people who would take tin vessels and decorate their house with putting them high up, just like we do today. Some people do with a flower vase and you have different items. You go into different houses, they have different ornaments. They didn't go to Bed Bath and Beyond. They used different kalim, different pots or pans, and they would put them high up and I guess it would look nice. So the question is, it's chametz stick. So should I have it out or should I put it away? So we're saying since it's beyond the reach of a person's hand, in order to get up there, you'd have to literally go on the ladder and climb up there and bring it down. So we're saying it's not a problem. Ve'in limchoy, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'in limchoy is biyodom, you don't have to tell them that do something wrong. Ve'afal pi shekol dover shegozu olav chachamim, and even though that everything that our sages, Chazal, decreed upon us, Machmas chshash, because of a concern, shema yishkach, maybe a person will forget, the yishtamish boy, and he'll come to use it. So maybe over here also, a person will make a mistake, he'll forget, go on the ladder, and take it down. How come over here we're not concerned? Normally we say, loichilku b'gzeirosam. Normally we say that Chazal did not differentiate. Once they make a decree, the decree goes for everything. So over here, technically, these pots that decorate the house on top should also be forbidden. They should not be placed up there. They should be locked away. And over here we're saying it's permissible. V'asru afilu v'higbiyah yisoha dover esar koymois, kimo yishin isbar b'simen reish ayin hei. And even if something is normally put up 10 koymois, 10 koymois is very high up. What does that mean? In simen reish ayin hei, earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a discussion which is in regards to a lantern. A person cannot read by the lantern, the oil lantern. What's the reason? So, in Mitzvah Shem, you learn the Mishnayos with Reb Chesky, and you'll see that there's a concern of Shemayata. You might tilt the oil to the wick, and you can't do that on Shabbos for concerns that you're adding more, it's like turning on the light, adding more flame, fuel to the fire. And then it's also going to go out earlier as well, a different problem. So, what about if it's 10 koymois high? This lantern is very high up, so I'm not going to be able to reach it. I can't tilt it, so will I be permitted to read from it? The answer is no. Why not? Because once Chazal said you cannot read by this oil lantern because you might come to tilt it, so they said no across the board. You could just imagine the case where one person will say, oh, this one is high up so I can read from it. This one's a little lower down, I can't. What about the one that's in the middle? The person will say, oh, you know what? This one I can read from it. And before you know it, a tall person walks by and says, oh, you know, it's not good to read by the dark, and gives a little tilt. So Chazal said across the board, no, you can't. So how come over here we're saying that these kalim can be decorated with the house? Maybe should be forbidden to do that as well. So the answer is, mikomokom, says the Mishnah Brura, nonetheless, kevan she'enon b'nei yoimon mibliyas ha'chometz v'shoh she'misadjun oison, since these pots have not been used in the past 24 hours. This terminology called ben yomo, which means it has been used in the past 24 hours, it's like second nature by us now already, it's not a ben yomo. This pot has not been used in the past 24 hours. So therefore, halachically, it's not really chametzdik. So now to be lenient and put it high up out of the reach of a person's hand, it's not a problem. Furthermore, these vessels that are used by a klisheni, as we know, a klisheni is when you want to make a cup of coffee, the cup that you're holding is the klisheni. The urn is the kli rishon. So the halacha is, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, a klisheni, a second utensil, second vessel, does not cook. The halacha is, since it does not cook, there's more room to be lenient with these pots across on top, because they're not the ones usually cooking the food, it's what the food is placed into after it was cooked. So a lot of reasons to be lenient, as well as the fact that if you use something for bitsonin, sonin is cold. If you use a cold water bottle, and normally you use it around, you have it all around the whole year round for chametz type of stuff, but it's cold. Anything which is cold, it's not an issue at all. Ein lachush, no reason to be concerned, so therefore it's not an issue of the gezeira that Chazal decreed. Now, la halacha, a person is permitted to decorate his house with those type of pots or kalim. However, one who's machmir, tova lov bracha, will be gebenched. So not bad to get a bracha. Okay. What else should you do? You should make sure after you put away these pots that you cleaned well and there's no residue of chametz remaining on the pot. What you should do is make sure that you lock it up and set aside the key. Ratzulaymar in Sifkot Ches, if you start looking for the key, you'll remember, wait, how come I can't find the key? It belongs on the hook right here. So you're, well, I know why, because today is Pesach. You ever wake up in the morning and like, oh, it's Shabbos, yes, what a great day. And like, wait a minute, it's only Tuesday, you know? So it's like, you know, an alarm is going off, okay, I can turn it off now, you know? Shabbos is a great feeling. When it's Tuesday, okay, it's only Tuesday, right? So a person is going to remind themselves, you know what, today is Pesach, because the key was placed away, so that it was hidden from me. So therefore, a person should make sure he locks up the room, hides the key, don't hide it too well, because then you can't find it after Pesach. The issue here of locking it up, we discussed yesterday, that Rav Moshe Zatzal explains to, and the Sodas or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, to tape up the cabinets, which is what many people have the custom to do. Tape up the cabinets. Some people, if they have the handles on the cabinets, they put a ribbon around it. Anything that will be a reminder to the person that you don't have to, you should not open the cabinet or the drawers. Sometimes when my children are in charge of this department, you see the whole house is decorated, the whole kitchen becomes blue. We use painter's tape. So it's like going, you know, going out of style. You know, you have to paint the whole entire kitchen is all blue now. You don't have to go that far. You can put some tape on it. Usually over the handle is the best place because that's where you put your hand to tape it. Sometimes people just put it by the edge of the drawers, but they don't put it by the handle. So what the person does is he puts his hand on, he starts pulling, then he reminds him, oh, it's taped to close. So best to put it by the handle so you won't come to open in the first place. Okay, Sifkat and Tess. We're now going to the second part of the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, a whole different discussion than what we've been discussing until now. Kederis of Cheris, pottery of Cheris, the Mechaber tells us now, Aval Hesek Sheasikim, Be'esh. We're now discussing burning up the chametz. If you want to purge the chametz from Kederis of Cheris, from clay, from earthenware type of pots, or we call today china as well, it will not work. And the reason for that basically is because they have to be heated up to a certain temperature, which if they are heated to that temperature, they most probably will crack. And the person who puts it in the fire will be concerned to leave it there for that long of a period. And what he'll do is he'll take it out before it was really kashered. Therefore, the halacha is, under normal circumstances, they cannot be kashered. When I say normal circumstances, because depending on certain other variables, there might be leniencies which we're not going to get into. So let's read the words of the Mechaber first, then we'll see the Mishnah Brura. Aval hesik sheasikem ba'esh. Eine moye lahem v'loy lushum kli cheres shnishtamish behem ha'chamin. What does this mean? Hesik sheasikem ba'esh. These kli cheres that you put in the fire, it does not help. Eine moye lahem v'loy lushum kli cheres. It doesn't help any kli cheres shnishtamish behem ha'chamin that was used with heat. Even if it was not used directly on the flame, you poured boiling hot food into this pot. Continues in the Ramah, there are those who forbid, even the second pot, the second utensil. Afilu, says the Mechaber on the next page, Afilu imimalum gecholim. You hear how far we're going? You have a pot. You want to kasher it. So what do you want to do? You want to put coals, hot coals, inside this pot. So it's not going to work. Why not? The coals don't work. The coals work fine. The Mechaber tells us, the chayishinon dil mechayis alayhu. Shema paki. A person is concerned he might ruin, I don't want to say compassion, but you don't want your pot to crack. You don't want your to break, so what you can do is, what does it mean? Paki? Paki means Shema Yizbako, it's going to crack. So you're not going to do a proper Hasaka, you will not do a proper kashering of this Keli. Okay, before we see further, let's see the Mishnah Brura on the previous page, Sifkat and Tes. Einai Moyel. It doesn't help these Kalim of Kli Cheres, that if you kasher them with fire. The Hesek Shehu Rak Mi Bachutz Eine Moyel LaHaflit Es Abliya. The Hesek, the flame, can I borrow that cup, Yaakov? Is it empty? Yes. Thank you. This cup here, styrofoam cup, for those who are listening, cannot see, is our pot. The Hesek, the flame that I'm burning on the outside, is not going to help for the Isser, the balua, which is absorbed from the inside. So that's what we're saying here in Sifkat and Tes. The hasik shu rak mi bachutz, the flame, the temperatures of the heat that are only on the outside, is not going to help. Einai moyel lehaflit. Haflit means to take out, and sabliya, that which is absorbed inside the walls of the pot. Sifkad Nyud. She'er l'seichei roiskin. Or we're talking about a case where you have, this is my kli sheni, this cup is a kli sheni, and I take this kli cheres, and I take the food and pour it in here. So this is now the kli sheni. She'er l'seichei roiskin. K'goyin kairois, the derech l'shpoi chalei me'akderois. You have soup bowls, or other plates that you put the boiling hot food on. Afilu b'kli sheni sifkad Nyud ala pirush. What does this mean? Afilu loy eiro me'akdeiro l'soicha rak l'kli acher v'acha kachaniach kli zeh b'soicha. What he's saying is as follows. I have a pot. This is my first pot, my right hand. I pour it into something else. This is now my kli sheni. And let's say by a baby bottle sometimes. How do you warm up the baby bottle? You have the pot of hot water, and you put the baby bottle inside. And then, even if I did something like that, this is the kli sheni, I warm it up like this, you still cannot kasher it these type of pots, all these type of issues, because of the concern, as we'll see in a second, of not kashering it to the proper temperature, because your concern is going to crack. Uladino continues the Mishnah Brura, his kimo achreinim. The achreinim agree. The lechatchila bevadai lahach mekadas arama, the in lahater afkesh yadua shlo nishtamish boy chametz rak lekli sheni. Lechatchila, ideally, a person should be machmir, strict like the Rama. What does that mean, strict? Even if it was only used by a kli sheni, which normally we say kli sheni does not have the ability to cook. This is a very important halacha by Hilchos Shabbos, which we're not going to be learning now. The kli sheni, once again, is that second vessel. There's the urn. My hand is the urn. Pour into the cup. This is the kli sheni. We say this does not have the ability to cook up. So therefore what? So therefore, it's not really a problem of the chametz in here. Nonetheless, the Rama tells us this, if it's a kli cheres of a pottery, earthenware, it cannot be kashered. Even if it was only used in a kli sheni type of situation. That's what the Rama Mishnah Berurah is telling us. L'chatchila, we should be machmer, like the Rama. L'chein, therefore, b'kli matchis, four lines down in the Mishnah Berurah, in some editions, tzarech hagala, by kli matchis, it requires hagala. Hagala is when you take your, we'll call it a fork, and you put the fork into a boiling hot pot of water. That's hagala. Okay? I just wanted to comment for a quick second. I'm interrupting myself. It just popped into my head. Safety first. It's not just by children, but safety first. I took a shiur years ago on these topics of kashering, and the Rav who was giving the shiur said, if you want to, after the shiur, I'll show you a picture of what happened to you one time. And what happened was he was koshering in a hotel for Pesach, I think it was, and he had this big gloves on all the way up to the top, past his elbows, I think it was. Water, you could just imagine how hot the water was. Boiling hot water jumped, you know, it splashed, got into the glove. And Baruch Hashem is totally fine now, but you could see his arm, you know, the picture was with just his tzitzis in his shirt, in his undershirt, without his regular shirt on. It was a really bad burn. So always have to use precaution. We're talking about boiling hot water here. Literally, boiling hot water. Okay, so basically, tzorech hagola by a metal, a kli matchis.
What is hagola?
Hagola is purging.
Purging.
Purging. When you take the boiling hot water and you put the treif item into that water. Now what it does is it kashers this knife. Gotcha. Or for whatever you're kashering, a pot. Okay. Hagola. Hagola. Right. So right here. Hagola. Okay. Purging. So when it's a metal pot or metal utensil, you can do hagola. You could do the purging process as opposed to the klicheris. The reason for that is because you're not going to be concerned it's not going to crack. It'll be in there properly, and they'll kosher it. So therefore, v'lachein, b'kli matchis, metal, kli matchis means metal, tzarech hagala, k'mavor l'kama m'sifei, as we'll see, m'sifei, when it's a metal item, you have to do hagolah to it. With kli cheres, however, by kli cheres, duloy mahani hagolah vehesek, hagolah does not help. Purging it will not help because of the concern you might destroy it. You cannot use it on Pesach. You cannot use the kli cheres on Pesach, the earthenware, or the china on Pesach. Omnam, however, b'di'eved im nishtamish b'loy hagolo, b'kli she'ei mishtamish b'loy rak b'kli she'ni. What happens if a person, b'di'eved, b'di'ovad, if it was done, he used a kli cheres, im nishtamish b'loy hagolo, without kashering it through hagolo, without purging it, but the kli is only used as a kli sheni, so it's a lower level. Then, for example, he says, could go in teller of a kapois. Teller is a plate, right, in Yiddish, right? And kapois are spoons. Yesh lohokil af b'kli cheres b'mokim hesim rubo u'meniya simchas yontav. The Mishnah Berurah tells us one can be lenient with a kli sheni, because that's not what the food is cooked in. So technically we say cliche is a nimavashal, does not cook. One can be lenient even by klicheres in the case of a hesem ruba, a tremendous amount of loss, and the person won't have a simchas yontif. Imhu einoy ben yoimoy shunoy sin tam lefgam shekamo poiskim mekilin gam gabi chametz. If this keli has not been used in the past 24 hours, so there's a lot of reasons here to be lenient. Let's explain what they are. We have a kli sheni, and we say kli sheni is einu mevato. We have its eino ben yomo, which means it has not been used in the past 24 hours. And any item which has not been used in the past 24 hours, the taste that it gives off spoils the content inside. It does not enhance it. So that being the case, and there's also hesed meruba, tremendous loss. Meniyah simchas yontif, he won't be happy in yontif because of all this. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah is saying, of course, the Rav is the one who makes the decision, of course, and that one can be lenient. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and then we'll continue from Sifkan Yud Beis in a few minutes.